I'd like to welcome everybody to the Committee of the Whole meeting of Walton Hills, Tuesday, March 5th, 2019, at 7 p.m.
Councilperson Brenner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlouwski.
Here.
Nielsen.
Here.
Spitznagle.
Here.
All council present.
Oh.
Except one person. Can we have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to excuse Denny Linville from the Council of the Whole meeting.
Second by Brian Spitznagle.
Councilperson Brenner Miller.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
Terlouwski.
Yes.
Nielsen.
Yes.
Spitznagle.
Yes.
Mr. Linville excused. Almost all council present except for Mr. Linville, who did contact me and Mary, said he might be late, but there's a chance he might not be here either. And I did talk to him about what's on the agenda. Also present is Katie Iconis, our fiscal officer, and our law solicitor, William Mason. First order of business, we already did.
Three.
Approval of the COW meeting minutes of February 5th, 2019. Can I have a motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion for approval of the COW meeting minutes of February 5th, 2019.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Fred.
Councilperson Allen.
Yes.
Terlouwski.
Yes.
Nielsen.
Yes.
Spitznagle.
Yes.
Brenner Miller.
Yes.
Approval of minutes passed. Can I have a motion for approval of COW meeting minutes of February 12, 2019?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to approve the COW meeting minutes of February 12, 2019.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Jennifer.
Councilperson Terlouwski.
Yes.
Nielsen.
Yes.
Spitznagle.
Yes.
Brenner Miller.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
COW meeting minutes of February 12th passed. Any persons having anything before council? And you can also say something in between each agenda item too. Okay. Any comments from council?
Not at this time.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Gloria.
I had a telephone call from a resident on Somerset pertaining to the winds on Sunday last week, those high winds. He was without power for 4 days. There was just two people, the individual across the street from him. He said he called the village hall, and Lisa gave him the number to call the illuminating company, and nothing was happening, this and that. He called the non-published emergency number 20 times and never got a response. No one answered. Oh. I myself had called a week prior to that and no one answered. So I don't know what's going on with the non-published emergency number, if it's out of order or how what's going on with it. But he was not happy. I spent an hour on the phone with him. What do we do for people that are out of power? I know that they can come to the village hall to be warm, okay, but what else? Is there anything else?
Well, first of all, I wish somebody would have called me.
That's what I told them.
Okay, because I'm not aware, and I'll have to talk to Lisa to see what happened. The only person we were aware of that had a problem with the power outage was right across from village hall here, okay, Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. And Mike Hopkins. Mm-hmm. I was not aware of that on Somerset. Mm-hmm. So that, I wish I would have got a call. And I can call that person and stress that to them that they can always call Village Hall. I know they called Lisa out to talk to Lisa, see what happened there. We weren't aware of that because what we do, just like we did with Fitzpatrick, we have a representative here, mm-hmm. Kevin Smalley, mm-hmm. who we pushed very heavy. Because, as you know, I sent you guys as council what the updates I received from him, and there were thousands of people out there, and even in his letter he put out that they hit the large blocks first, the most residents, which makes sense because, and we were in constant communication with him. Rob was over there. You've probably seen the cones. They had a down wire over there. So I wish I would have known. I would have been glad to push that along, too.
That's what I had told him. And on the fourth day, he was coming down the street, and he saw the truck there. And he thought, oh, good, they're fixing my, you know, my power. And then he was talking to one of the guys working there, and the guy said, what do you mean, your house? They didn't even have his number.
What do you mean, didn't?
He called and reported his outage, and they were fixing the guy across the street, and the guy said, I have no work order for your house. So they said, we'll get you back on, you know, for 4 days. He's without power. But I was wondering, is there anything else we do? What if somebody has no place to go, like relatives?
They come here.
Yeah, I know, but do they have cots that they could sleep on in there? I mean, you know, something, do we offer anything other than?
That I'm not sure, whether we have cots or not. I know we, you know, would keep that open. I mean, we would make them comfortable. We have provisions downstairs for the firemen, so if we had to help out there, too, mm-hmm. if they were going to sleep, we would work something out, you know. Fortunately, we haven't had that. We've offered a place of refuge here, which is our community room. Mm-hmm. I'll have to see if we, that's a good idea. Maybe we should have a couple cots. Maybe we have them, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Gloria, let me find that out. Mm-hmm. But on this note, what I'd like is, you know, if you give me their name, we'll look into it, and I'll follow up with Kevin Smalley, because it sounds like, you know, a couple things happened. Mm-hmm. If he wasn't put on the list, what happened on the illuminating company's end, or Ohio Edison, depending on, mm-hmm. you know, some of Walton Hills is Ohio Edison, right. Some is Illuminating Company. They're combined, but they're separate. It's kind of a funny marriage there. And we found that out with some of the stuff here that happened with that storm. So I need to follow up with them, and then we can find out what happened, mm-hmm. okay? Because we don't want it to happen again.
Yeah.
So, you know, after the meeting, if you want to give me his name or her two names, you say there was two residents?
Yeah, but the other one didn't call me, so it's just the one.
Okay, because I like to find, because one of those residents that live on that street is also, that I know of, is an Oakwood policeman, you know, mm-hmm. who lives on the street, so I'm kind of, you know, I don't know if they were aware of it or whatever, you know, so.
Exactly the person we're talking about.
Huh. I'm surprised. So Mr. Nealon?
Pardon?
Mr. Nealon?
Mr. Mayor, no, this gentleman is security with Bedford Heights. He called me also.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's get a name and we'll look into it and see what we can fix the loose ends. Because we certainly don't want it to happen again.
Yeah.
You know, I know Rob was instrumental. Katie was instrumental. I mean, we, in fact, we were talking that we didn't know. And so that brings up, but the Illuminating Company, if they didn't know, and that's why they didn't tell us.
My concern was more for the non-published emergency number, that no one was answering that.
Yeah, we'll look into that.
That was more my concern after I found out the Illuminating Company dropped the ball on that end. But I mean, they were doing the neighbors 4 days later, so it wouldn't have speeded anything up.
Right. No, exactly. But the thing is, at least you want to know that they know you're out.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's important. Nobody, you want to, you know.
Yeah.
And then on our end, you know, like we talked to Mrs. Fitzpatrick, is we push as much as we can from a village standpoint, and that's all we can do.
Mm-hmm.
But at least she knew we were aware of it and trying to do the best we can
right.
with it. And that's what I would have liked to have told that resident, you know, that they're aware of what's going on. And I mean, you know, and as you know, that's why I want to follow, because we take pride, this village, in taking care of our residents. Mr. Hopkins, he was out of town at the time. We contacted him. We did what we could do to make sure that, you know, everybody was aware that was involved. And Rob did a lot of different things with his crew. You know, they're probably going to bring out the chipper here in as soon as the weather warms up. They moved a lot of trees that were, as you probably know, in different areas. So it's concerning. So I take that, you know, personal, probably along with all of council here. that will look into it and get them an answer.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
The same gentleman contacted me Wednesday evening, and he had come home Sunday night from being out of town and found his power out. And my understanding was that the non-emergency number here was not answered, which was even greater concern to me, because that should be straight to dispatch.
What number was he calling?
That's all he told me. He was quite upset, but
yeah,
I would believe that would be the number,
and
that's the dispatch.
I need to have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
That would
but
be the best.
The person across the street had a tree that came down onto their line, so when it disconnected their line, he's piggybacked off of that same line, I guess. He said he did try to call, but he couldn't get through to CEI at all. So I think the concern for him was he thought when he called here and spoke with Lisa that it would have gone further. I don't know how we could make that go further unless it's just to, like, let service department possibly know, you know, or anything like that. But he said no one from the service department ever stopped, nobody from the police department ever stopped.
Right.
And I said, well, you know, if you didn't notify them, his question was, you know, I talked to Lisa about other things, but this didn't go any further. But I don't know that that's part of Lisa's job duties necessarily to do either.
It's not.
But she, but she does a great
CEI.
She does a great job of communication. I mean, that's all about communication. Doesn't matter who takes the call, who has it. We all have a job to make sure it gets channeled to the right person.
Yeah.
That's the key. Just like all of us here, don't hesitate to call me or call Rob and I'll let that person know too that, you know, I mean, we want them only to have to call once, but sometimes, you know, so we'll look into it. You know, we all know everybody here does a great job. Lisa does a great job. I know that day was very hectic. Let's just find out what happened, we'll fix it.
It did seem to be just by happenstance that he came home while they were repairing across the street and went over there saying, I'm so grateful you guys are here, because he did lose an old school TV, but that's all he had, and all of his refrigerator contents and freezer contents and things like that too. So, you know, so he had a lot of frustrations going on also.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Actually, there, if you read, you know, I sent out what I received from Kevin. I sent you all through an email, and their goal was to have everybody up on Thursday by 1:30. They actually, now that resident, you know, you're talking Wednesday, and that's when they also got to the other resident across the street here on Walton. They got Wednesday night, and they actually didn't think they were going to get on to early, you know, till Thursday. Mm-hmm. But Katie and Rob and myself, we were on, and Jennifer, I left you a message. We were, and I think Brian, I talked to, we were on the phone with Kevin, pushing him. Now, Kevin, you know, he doesn't set the schedule. He's just the PR person for the illuminating company. He's the representative.
Right. And I did explain all of
that. You know, he's our complaint.
He's
who we...
I did explain all of that was going on with another resident for him. And he said, you know, he could understand, but...
But no, he needed some communication.
I think, yeah, if we would have been more aware of it earlier, you know.
Right. No. We'll, I'm going to follow up with him and so it doesn't happen again. Thank you, Lori and Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
After the meeting, you guys can give me the name and everything. We'll follow up. Any other council comments?
Well, Mayor, I wasn't, you know, concerning Gloria's and Jennifer's issue. You know, we run Village Hall really at a skeleton crew, and when these events happen, you know, it's and we don't know unless a resident calls, obviously. We used to have, as I'm thinking about this, what can we do as the village to help just our general residents when an event like this occurs? We used to be a part, I don't even know if we're still a part of it, the CERT, Community Emergency Response Team. We used to be a part of that, and that's for disasters.
Right.
I wouldn't call this a disaster, but, you know, when I'm thinking of that, that is made up of mostly volunteers. What I'm thinking about, and this is just throwing something up against the wall, if we had some people, 3, 4, 5 people just standing by throughout the village, and when an event happened like this, they would start making phone calls to a, you know, a list of residents that we know are maybe aged in the house alone. Hey, are you okay? You know, we'll check back in on you. And sort of that team activates, you know what I mean? And they would have their protocols and things like that to deal with these issues. And if people wanted them to call them, hey, I'm, you know, handicapped or I'm old or I would just like to be called, get on the list. And I don't know, I'm just throwing it on the wall, something that we can do for people to make sure, you know, because I'm sure there are some people, if their electricity went out, they maybe couldn't even make the phone call. Who knows? I don't know. And I would hate to have something happen. It's just as a community thing, that something that we can do, and I don't know what that looks like. But
could that possibly be something with the Ready Alert even? I mean, are we... I'm assuming we're in control of those calls going out.
Oh yeah,
out.
We put those.
So if there does happen to be, you know, please let us know if you're without power.
Something to that effect, sure. You know,
that's what I was thinking.
Send out a reverse 911.
Mm-hmm. And we do try to use it for those things.
Yeah.
So that's, Now with the illuminating company, I'll tell you that. We've had some residents that had trees on their lines, and you know, they want you, the village, to get involved, and first thing is they don't want you to touch anything.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, that they're very, that's safety first, and that's what we had there. You know, you can't even, you don't even want to get involved in it because, you know, you could affect someone else or it could be, thing. Now with that storm, it started kind of Sunday afternoon. I know I went to St. Martin's at for 11 o'clock mass, and Rob was already at Village Hall, already started calling people in, and they were doing quite a bit. That tree came down on Alexander across the road, right before Dunham, that him and I think Brian Schroeder removed that. There was no power lines, and they were out the whole time, and they do a great job. So I guess with that, and Brian, that's something we can look into. That's you know, as far as I'll find out the CRT's role with Stan and see where that's at right now, and see where we're at. And we can talk about the, you know, putting some things out, maybe tweaking that a little bit more for issues like that. But with that said, I also want to commend our service department and the people at Village Hall, because through that they did a great job. We did miss that, and I'm sorry to hear that, and we'll fix that. But overall, we were very fortunate. They did a great job. They were out there, and you know, if having three people wasn't too bad for that storm, especially with all our trees. You know, everybody's got a lot of trees, and we got all those dead ash trees and stuff. So
I will say, Mr. Mayor, that the police officer was blocking off the tree on Alexander Road, and an hour later when I came past, they had it all gone.
Yeah.
So they did do an excellent job, you know, in getting this road reopened completely right away.
Yeah, they do a great job. So okay, anything else from council? Anybody else have anything? So we'll look into those things with Mr. Smalley, too. Okay. Now, next item 7, it's the resolution for tonight's special council meeting, Resolution 219-5. It's about the HGE, the new business, the new concrete business. It's about an easement agreement, which is actually part of the development agreement that we passed. I'll let Bill just kind of explain it. I know we do have are you representing HGE tonight?
Majority 6 and 7.
Yeah, which is fine, which is good, so.
Well, the legislation that's before you is to grant a permanent easement to HGE to travel from, I think it's about 20 feet or some area like that, from their property onto the village property in order to put a sanitary sewer in their electrical line. So it's creating a utility easement on the village property so these things can be connected. If you wanted it.
That's pretty much it.
And it's not uncommon.
Right.
I mean, that's how they would hook up their utilities.
Yeah, I just had a question, Mr. Mayor, on the wording of this, because it says easement, and then is it actually two easements, or is it, just from my education, the electrical easement is called a supplemental easement, I think? So is it one easement on top of the other? It's on the same piece of land?
As I understand it, it's creating one block in which the utilities will go in.
Okay.
But they won't be in the same, you won't put a electrical in a sewer or an easement. They would be separate trenches.
But it's the same plot of land.
Yeah, they can run side by side.
They're just...
Okay.
They just can't run the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where exactly is that plot of land? There's no land description on here.
I would say this was developed by CBE, and they came up with the map of it along.
Oh, okay. So there is a map.
There is a map. In fact, I have it in. If you guys, I can put it on the table if you want to look at it.
No, I just wanted to know if it was actually specified where on the land it is.
Yes. And with that said, I talked to yesterday, Joe Gelati was here, and because we were going over a couple other things, and I asked him, you know, do you or Don need to be here for this? And he said, Don, no, you know, unless you guys really had a question that it's, they're aware of where it's at, they approved it, and just let council know that just kind of what you and Don said is... Yeah. If I was a council person, I'd vote for it. I'm just saying I'm comfortable with it. That's what I meant. Do you want to see the map? I have the map. You guys could.
No.
We meant to attach it to the to this. Any questions on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would ask for suspension for it. Jeremy Ennis, the owner of the company, he's asking for that and asking for suspension. He actually probably a week or two asked us to if we can move on it a little bit, because he is moving along with construction and he would like to get this in. So that's why I would ask for suspension today.
And I think when they get to the electrical line, there's a little drag from the time that they request it, but the power company is not going to start or even consider the work until this is passed. So they're in a press to get it done.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Not wanting to make any assumptions, but this would not impact that property or any development or future purchaser of that property.
Of our property?
Ours. Yes.
No.
It will be a permanent easement on the land, though. Always. Mm-hmm. It'll always be there. And allowing those things to happen all the time, the utility easement.
So it would transfer, of course, with that property.
Okay.
But I don't think, I mean, from somebody purchasing it, it's not going to affect their utilities. You know, I mean, in fact, probably a lot of our property, commercial property or even residential property, there's easements between you and your neighbor, utilities easements, and drainage easements. So it's pretty common. Any questions from council? Any questions from residents or non-residents?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We could adjourn and go into a special council meeting if we wanted to pass this, or we'll wait to the end. We don't have to move anything on the agenda. Or should we just wait to the end, Bill? What do you think?
I think probably just finish your agenda on the COW and then start the council.
Okay. I tried for you. All right. Next, item number 8. Mr. Spitznagle, I know you wanted us to add the village directory, and I know we talked about it in the last information committee meeting a little bit.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. For the committee, rest of the council, and the mayor, I've been in conversation here with Ms. Jane Altman, and she's from Ackland Printing, and they are the printers that currently print the journal, and they are the printers that printed the directory. And we discussed some options, and of course, these are old directories, but for visual aids, the one with the shiny paper and one without the shiny paper. We did the one.
Oh, we're starting
the,
this
the
again.
Pricing is the one without the shiny paper. All right, just to be clear, because we both thought, let's go for the least expensive option first, discuss that and see what's going on. And as we discussed it, the last, I keep wanting to call it the journal, the directory, you know, we give them to people that move into the village, and of course they were delivered to everybody. And she brought up, well, how many people today really want a directory? Do you really want to make 1,200 of them or whatever you had before? And I said, well, that's a good, you know, good question. We really don't know. She says, well, I'll give you a price on you know, I'll see what I can work up with the price on a few of them, and maybe we can, as an option, put it in the aisle, put it in the journal that we do have the directories at Village Hall, if you want to stop up and get one, or if you would like one either sent to you or whatever. You can do that and see how many people really go for it, and then have the directory maybe in a PDF file where it could be downloaded off the website if people just wanted an electronic copy of it. The lower amount is 100. Of course, the unit cost goes up. It's $5 a book for the unit cost for 100 of them. So it would be $500. Now, we discussed the advertising in these, and she did not have, she said that the village would basically set the pricing on it. And as long as we, what would be best for them, have a prospective advertiser make a PDF file of their advertisement that fits, like a 4, I measured it as like a 3.5 by 4.25, something like that, for a half page. And that would be sent to Ackland, and then they would print it up. I counted in this 2011 directory, there are 15 advertisers in this. And of course, somebody here, you know, whether it be on the committees back to call, you know, prospective businesses or whomever we decide to do that, and see if they want to partake in that, set a price and things like that. She said that these costs, now the other cost is for, I believe, 1,200 of them. Let me just get my thing here. Yeah, 1,200 of them. The unit cost is $2 a book. That's $2,400. Now, we discussed pricing on ads. You know, I said, do you have any idea how much these ads would go for, you know, on these? And I know the Owl has their costs. She said half a page, probably in the range between $30 and $50. Does that sound normal to you?
For a publication that would be put out for 2 years at a minimum, a lot of advertisers take that into consideration. So that sounds kind of lowball.
Okay, well, if you just go, I just counted 15 advertisers at $50. That's $750 we could take off the the cost of the $1,200, if that's what we wanted to do. And that's for 15, and that's for half page. I don't know what a full page would go for. And I wouldn't expect that the thing be published every year either, you know. She did send me an email today. I'll just read it here. It's short. Our pricing is based on having the files provided to us in print format, either in Word or, what's better for her, is XLS, which is Excel, which we currently have in Excel. Want to note that the smaller quantity books would be coil bound, as they call this saddle stitched. So they did that for pricing. I guess it costs more to do this and that. I also wanted to note that everything is quoted in black print. The text inside pages are the same paper stock, and the cover is based on just a white cover but no lamination. And it's based on approximately 80 pages per book. Now, as far as if we wanted to go ahead and do this at some point, figuring out who we can get to advertise in it and everything, I know Katie, I've been speaking with Katie, and they do have that Excel file. I don't know how current it is. And one thing I wanted to ask Bill here is, far as putting people's names in a publication, names and addresses, I know that owners of properties is public, that's a public record. So, you know, I'm thinking, do we put something in the OWL, put something in the journal to say, hey, do you want your name? And we have a lot of deceased residents since the last time this thing came out, so I'm sure things have changed.
That's how it was in the past, Brian. I don't know if you remember. But the last time that one was supposed to be done, there was a notice that was in the journal, and it said, would you like to be included, you know, as a new resident, you know, was one option. Would you like to include or update your information, or mm-hmm. would you like your information eliminated? Mm-hmm. You know, altogether. So people were given that option. It was just a matter of, hey, you got to get it in by this date, or what we have is what's being printed.
So you just opt in or opt out of it. You just give that mm-hmm. thing. And if we did not hear from that resident,
I believe it was an opt out. It just stayed the same. Nothing changed.
Yeah.
What do you mean nothing changed?
Whatever was already in there was what was published.
Well, that person could be deceased, and if we don't know about it...
We would have to scrub through and go through that.
Yeah, you would have to update that and everything. But if somebody just didn't respond, could we still put the owner of that resident in with that address, or no, just leave it out completely?
That's something we'd have to decide.
Because, you know, as let's say I'm going down the street and go, oh, I wonder who lives there, you know, or whatever, you know, or for whatever reason you want to see who lives at that residence, maybe you want to contact them or whatever. I don't know,
it's just out. Through it, though. Because phone books all listed alphabetically by name, not by streets.
Well, that's true. You're right.
I worked on it last time with Jane.
Okay.
And we did this one. And, yes, it was listed in the journal if you wanted to opt out,
uh-huh.
if you wanted to put your cell numbers in there instead, or like your children, like adult children, you know, if you wanted their names in there, you wanted to opt out. And there was a date. It had to be in at a certain date, otherwise, you know, it stayed the same. Jane, people that didn't respond that were in there, she did call them to see if they still live there and who lived there or whatever. But she was the, you know, the point person uh-huh. in getting that information. You have the two directories, and the only thing my suggestion was, and I still believe it, is the laminated cover because when you stick that in the drawer, that other one gets kind of ripped and everything, mm-hmm. and you stuff all over it. You know, I keep mine in the junk drawer, and it's, you know.
Keep the color black, but laminate the front.
Yeah, I think, you know, you don't have to have the color on there, but at least if it's, I think they charged $1 more because of the lamination, but it lasts a lot longer. You know, you see some of them, they're like shreds, you know, when they're just the paper, but the lamination kept it kind of in place. It doesn't have to be colored, but I think just the colored part is nice. That when you look, you can see it right away that's our logo. You know.
Brian, what was the price difference between, because the one that you gave us was for the stitching and the color laminated, but you had mentioned the cardstock cover and coil bound, but didn't give us
the that is these two things. The one with 100, the 100 quantity is $500.
But which one is that?
And that's the coil bound. That would be the coil bound.
Mm-hmm. But that's kind of skewed because we're going from a quantity of 1,200, dropping down to a quantity of 500. The higher you go.
Quantity of 100.
Right.
Yeah, the higher you go, the unit cost would come
drop.
Closer.
Yeah, so do you have any idea what that price would be if it was 1,200? So we're comparing a quantity of 1,200 to a quantity of 1,200.
Well, yeah, the quantity. Oh, for the
the coil
stitching
bound.
And the color.
Stitching?
And,
no, yeah. I don't. She did this. I can ask her to get a set, and I can email you that. Forward you that email. She
that
did it like this because the quantity of 100, if it were stitched like the quantity of the 1,200, it would be a lot more unit cost mm-hmm. per unit.
Yeah, I'm just saying, so we have more apples to apples. You know, yeah. the
okay,
same
I can ask her
or...
to give me that information.
I think, too, when you, if you're asking them, do they want to be in the book or not or whatever, to put in there, do you want a book? And this way you can get, some people may not want it and tell you, so, you know,
yeah.
you could get closer to the number before it's ordered.
How did we distribute it last time?
I think
our auxiliary
did it.
Or service.
Our
yeah.
service. Yeah. Okay, just put it in the mailboxes.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we
could deliver with the owl or with the yeah. can't deliver with the journal, but I think
you're gonna wanna have more than 100 because I think 90% of the people in this village like the book. I mean I mm-hmm. use my phone for lots of things, but mm-hmm. not for here. Mm-hmm. I still have it in my kitchen.
Oh, I've got several of them.
Oh, I do too. I've got old ones, yes.
The first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the coil bound is probably better.
It's
I use it constantly, and it just falls apart
when
the way it is. If it was coil bound, I think it would be
And it's
be
easier
sturdier.
To open and,
yeah,
and keep open and not... slam on
should
you.
I get a price of coil bound 1,200 quantity coil bound?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
12 bounds cheaper too, correct?
Yes. Well, yes.
Yeah. The
That's why she did the kept the unit cost lower in the quantity of 100. Do you want the? Should the committee then? Come up with something to put in the journal in the aisle, a little blurb,
We already have something created that we used last time I could send to you, and you could tweak it if you want.
Send it to all of us,
okay.
and we can...
We'll just send it all the cards.
Yeah, and then we'll tweak that, and then we'll put it in the aisle, and we'll put it in the journal.
Because the last time that it was asked, even it asked if you wanted your email address included.
Right.
There's
yeah,
two.
I remember
so
that.
Some people like
I know
that,
notebooks
so.
Yeah.
And just, it's a thing like this.
As we're doing this, and this is more of an administrative thing, but certainly for you to delegate to whomever you want to here, talking to, cold calling companies and saying, hey, the directory, we're thinking about publishing the directory again, would you like to be in it? As a business advertiser or as an advertiser, and this is what we're thinking about to get an idea. You don't have to.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, we can contact who the advertisers we have in the journal.
Mm-hmm.
They might
And I was looking at the advertisers in this.
We can look at the ones that
I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure several of them would still like to be in it.
Right.
Because they're still current companies in the village. And we'd have to discuss pricing of these. And
I can send you the pricing we have for last time.
Oh, okay, good. She asked me if you had that, and I said,
I don't know.
The answer, if Katie has it, is always, yes, I'm sure she does.
I'm sure it's
I have faithfully found that out.
Yeah, well,
or
The racetrack's got a full page
now's,
yet.
Now's the time to hit MGM. Yeah, with MGM just coming in, I mean, that'd be...
And the important thing on the advertising is to stress this is something that our residents are going to be keeping for a minimum of 2 years, you know, and possibly even 3 years before we update again, because that will help to increase your advertising dollars when they know that that's something constant in somebody's home.
Right. So we're looking at $1,200. We're looking at the most $2,400 here, minus the advertising revenue. Maybe we can knock off, what did I come up, 750, maybe we can knock off $1,000 from that $1,400, and a little bit more for the spiral bound, whatever they call that. Would that cost be something that council would move forward on to spend? To do the directory.
I think as we get closer to deciding on the advertising costs, you would probably be able to knock off closer to $1,500 or more.
Uh-huh.
With that.
So,
how does $900 feel
bucks,
about the journal,
$1,000
I mean,
bucks?
The directory, putting out a new directory. How does it?
Oh, you have a pretty good group of residents here tonight, but, you know,
yeah, is that, what do you,
you know, I'm,
I like the directories, whether we, you know, what's our last one, 14?
14.
Yeah, a lot, you know, a lot of residents, there's new residents, and there's residents that are no longer, I think it's a good thing. I
like the directory. Like
I said,
I have
council, either
a couple
whatever
of
way council decided to go, I would support you.
It's very useful.
You could also put a blurb in the journal if you wanted, you know, but mm-hmm. or we don't have to. I mean, that's up to the council what you want to do. I mean, we're looking at, what, 5 years, you know. So
right.
It's not very reasonable to say, I was thinking, what am I thinking, that's 14, right?
Yeah, 14. Yeah, 14 is the last 5 years. 5 years. So I still like the idea, though, of an electronic version, if because Katie can always keep that up to date, and things change as this gets 2 years old. If somebody's not listed there, you could, it's just like the calendar, you know, in the owl or the journal. Say the latest. Look at the web for the latest information, you know. Because I can see me downloading that to my phone and just having it, because I get calls from somebody, or my wife calls and says, so-and-so called you, call them back, you know, and that's why I have one of these in my car, and I have one of these in my bag, too, so I always have one.
Brian, just out of curiosity, was 1200 what was ordered the last time it was printed? Is that
I believe so. That's why she gave us the 1200.
So I know we've got like just under 950
households.
Yeah, households now and stuff. But you do want some for new residents coming in, or, you know, some people want more than one, just mm-hmm. for reasons like you said also. But they would not be, this would not be distributed to our businesses.
Right.
And I just think we should make sure our residents know that too, so they're not
feeling
like they're being handed over to a call, you know, a call list or something.
Yeah, and just... But businesses are listed in here in
right.
the back, and we would list businesses. And I think businesses would want to be listed in mm-hmm. here, you know, local businesses. So, okay, well, we'll move forward on that. I will get a price on the laminate front, the 1,200 quantity coil bound, and Katie always had, Katie's going to email us the verbiage on what we'll put in the journal.
In black and white?
And, yes, it'll be black and white, no color. Okay.
Unless Bill wants to print it for us.
And just fold them and staple them, well, it costs a lot more, doesn't it?
No, it's actually cheaper, they're telling us, Bill.
Yeah.
What, on the coiled ones?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, I got, these are all...
That's my super used directory.
We still have the owl staplers.
The only thing I have to say about the coil, so, and you're right, when you put them in something, the coils...
Bend.
Yeah, it does bend. So I'll get a price and we'll see. Maybe it's not that much different. I don't know.
Get them both.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that.
All right, I'm going to give this back to Katie so I don't get yelled at.
Thank you.
And we'll move forward with that then. And I'm fine with, that seems like an amount that I'm okay with spending on this type of information for the residents. I don't mind doing that, as per me personally.
I think what's nice too is that a couple of front pages that have all the contacts too for the village.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. That's an important part of that journal. I mean that directory.
Do you want me to mention the savings on our phone, if that makes them more comfortable?
Go ahead, Katie. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, if it just, you know, as I've been renegotiating several contracts, so I think we're probably going to be saving about $4,000 on our phone bill from what we've budgeted for the year. So, if that makes you feel a bit more comfortable with spending the money on this, so.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So well, like I said, even with the advertising, if we were at 2,400, I would think that we would possibly only need to put out less than 1,000
mm-hmm.
with the advertising done correctly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, towards the end of the month or so, we can take a look at this. I'd like to have the committee take a look at this and maybe come up with what do you like about it, what maybe there's some useful information that we don't have in there that people would like, to put in there and you know, go from there, what the format's going to be. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Our pictures.
Yeah,
black and white.
That's okay.
Like the church directory.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, we can take the Walton Hills Men's Club out.
Yeah, geez. You need to start.
I do like in the directory also the explanation on the organizations that we have.
Yeah.
And the things that they do. I think that's nice in there.
It's the kind of stuff you keep.
Yeah.
Does council have anything else on the directory? Residents in the audience, anybody have anything on the directory? You think we're moving in the right direction by putting a new directory out?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Mayor.
Next item 9, is the Dunham Road pump station repair. Attached in the packet is the memo I received from Don Sheehy and Joe Gelati. Also, I sent it electronically to you the other day. It is actually Cuyahoga County's responsibility, okay? But they're backlogged, and they contacted Don Sheehy's office and said that the village can move forward with it. We have to fund it, but they will reimburse us for all our costs, okay? Which isn't an uncommon practice with them. Okay, and that includes all fees associated with that. So they came up with that projected estimate. Joe was in here yesterday, Joe Gelati and Rob, we talked about it, and he said, no, you'll get reimbursed, You'll probably get reimbursed this year. You move, you know, as soon as we get it, you move it forward. Katie moves it forward. Very comfortable with it. Okay, it's not. The thing about waiting, if we wait for them, there's a chance it could fail. And then, you know, it would be on their dime, but it's an inconvenience to our residents and us. So my recommendation, I don't need any legislation. I can move it forward. It's under the $25,000. I just want to make you aware of it. I would like you to be on board with it too, as you know, we work together as a team. So if anybody has any concerns, we can talk about it now or whatever. There's no legislation for it or anything. It was just kind of get everybody on the same page and a blessing. And you see an invoice for it, you wonder why, but also you'll see the payment on it too.
Joe mentioned that it was something that has been done. It's not unusual to do this. I mean, it's
not at all.
It's a good way to do it, and he was all for it. I mean,
Fred came in. We were having a meeting. Fred came in, and like anytime anybody comes in, you're welcome to join. And Fred, I forgot. I'm sorry, Fred. You did talk to Joe about it and stuff, so he did fill you in on that too.
Mayor?
Yes.
This would be an expedited bidding process, I'm assuming, too, where they don't have to wait for 2 weeks and go through the whole thing, because I know they can emergency bid it, too, where they can...
And under $25,000, they don't have to go through
the formal bidding. Yeah, they don't really have to, but I'm sure he's going to...
They will get several bids, but it will be expedited.
Right.
Good. Okay. We get our money back. It doesn't... So we're...
Right.
So it's a win-win.
Right. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
And we have a good relationship with them, and it works out well. And our engineers are recommending it, so
Mr.
that's
Mayor,
why they put the memo together.
I support you on this.
Okay. Very
sure.
Good. Thank
you, Mr. Mayor. They had recently surveyors in the area, like in the past week, because I thought I saw them up by Crawl and also Crawl and. Where this is going through. There were some trucks.
Maybe a force main project.
That's probably, I know you brought that up too. Some of that is for the force main too. And some of the those repairs. This is just for the pump station itself.
Yeah, surveyor.
Well, I am in agreement with it. Stitch in time, save nine. And, you know, the alternative is it could become way more of a hindrance to our residents. And take a lot longer to fix, so I think that should move ahead.
I haven't seen anybody.
I know you were, me and him had a little conversation before the meeting. One thing I do feel, and I think everybody, Mr. Sheehy's office, Chagrin Valley Engineering, is very frugal, I feel, and very, you know, the understanding, represent a lot of communities, they understand our position as far as the budgetary things, you know, and what goes on. And Don knows that if he puts his name on it and he recommends it and says, oh, we're going to get reimbursed, that we're going to hold to it.
Sure.
So he's very cautious with what he puts in writing. How did everybody else feel?
Oh, I'm pretty 100% behind you on that one. So.
I got Mr. Spitzenagel there looking at the...
No, I'm looking at the... I'm already ahead of you.
All right, very good. I'm going to give Don... We'll give Don the go-ahead. We'll give Chagrin Valley Engineering the go-ahead tomorrow.
You're behind him, but you're ahead of him.
That's right.
He leads from behind.
Any questions from the audience, residents on that? Item 10, we're going to review the... We did receive the bids for the senior lawn care program. Just the other day, and that's why well, Denny's actually part of the infrastructure. But Katie's going to go over it. Go over the bids right now.
So we received three bids, and the lowest, after reviewed by Rob Kalman, looks like it will be awarded again to Sharpscapes. They've had the contract for several years. They were the lowest and best bid across the board. And then attached, you can see the pricing. The other bids were close, but not quite as low. But you will see they're attached if you want to review the other company's bids. There's Industrial Landscaping, Sprinkler Man Ohio, and then Sharpscapes. So we will have legislation at the council meeting to pass to accept the bid.
So we can discuss it. I'll put it on the agenda next COW meeting next week so you can review it, look at it, if we have anybody has any questions. And then it would be, hopefully, if everybody's good with it, accepting it would be on the following weeks, 2 weeks from now, council meeting.
Okay.
And so if you have any questions, too, we can always pull Rob in, too, or let me know, and I can get those, or you can contact him, too, and get answers from Rob relating to the contracts, too. So that's that. Any questions on that item from the residents? Yeah, right.
The Rate Center, 18419 Jefferson Drive, is, I just had someone come over to my house and give me a bid, and I didn't realize that this gentleman might be interested in doing the whole village. And I didn't realize that the bids were, are they still open or are they closed?
No, it's closed.
It's closed, okay. Yeah. I'll tell him that. Thank you.
But let him know that, you know, if he's interested next year, you know, we go to bid every
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody else? Other business? Before anybody else, I don't really have much. We got the COW next week on the 12th. I thought maybe we can put economic development or recreation, Lori and Jennifer. And then maybe, I know Mary, you wanted to do finance probably the following in April.
Right, after we get the books.
Completion of the first quarter.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just throwing out there, we don't have to, but we can talk. You want to, mm-hmm. you know, or have anything just to throw it out there. So that would be next. I usually do the agenda Monday afternoon. So we could talk before that or talk to Katie, would, you know, either way. We do have the morning meeting with myself on Wednesday and the administration on Wednesday, March 13th, a week from tomorrow at 9 a.m. Probably have the police chief there again. I'm probably going to bring somebody else in from the administration, probably another, whatever police officers are there. And I haven't decided who I'm going to bring in from administration yet. I'm trying to bring everybody in. And have any questions? Probably we'll have Rob there just because of some of the things, you know, with the storm and things like that. And if there's anything that, some questions. So.
Coffee and donuts.
Coffee and donuts. That's Gene. So it's not about me, Gene.
Punchkies? No punchkies?
That was today.
That's, yeah, I've been there. I went to one today.
Yeah. Did you punchkies? Oh, he ate punchkies. Look at him.
I don't like jelly donuts, Fred. Anybody else, council? Anybody else have anything?
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
On the police academy, do you know anything? Did people sign up for that, or is it going to be, you know?
It's going to be. In fact, I'm glad you said it. I am going to have, that's why I want to stand there, and usually Tom Kolf, I think he's running it this time.
Or Tom Sursik, I think.
Oh, yeah, maybe Tom Sursik, because I do have the, did I send you?
I thought you sent out the schedule.
Yeah, I thought I sent you guys the schedule. If not, did you guys receive the schedule? I have it right here. If not, I'll forward it to you. Me or Katie will forward it to you. It just kind of tells, he's planning on, let's see, it looks like in April, the first week in April, running through April, and then running through May, you know, week one through 11 weeks. So it's an 11-week program.
And it's strictly Mountain Hills residents? It's not open to anyone else?
That I don't know. I don't know if we've ever discussed
that. I know they talked about it last time to open it up to other, you know, communities if they wanted.
Is there a cost to it?
No.
I would charge other communities. I don't mind charging us.
Yeah, I don't believe there's any residents from outside communities. But.
Let me talk to Tom about that, only because I know the residents really enjoy it, and they feel they get something out of it, and that might be due to the size of the class.
Right.
Where if the class gets too big, we might lose that part of it, and we certainly don't want to lose that.
Right.
That part, because it's really something nice that I think the residents look forward to it. And I do know this, and I will send this to you, that they don't care if you've gone and you want to go again, because there's a lot of new things that are going to come out of this versus maybe the last time you went, just some updates, some changes, and different stuff that we have in the department here as far as equipment and things too. So they did, Tom did say that they don't want to discourage anybody who's been there before. You're more than welcome. They'd love to have as many residents as we can. So, and I will forward that to you.
Okay.
He was just trying to kind of just put something together. So, see if Tom's there for. That's all I have. Anybody else have anything for other business?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
I had a call today from a councilwoman in Oakwood. Who has residents in her ward that are concerned that they're making complaints about obnoxious fumes coming from some of the manufacturing plants over there. And she was asking if there was, you know, if I knew if we had complaints. I told her I did not know if we had any complaints, but our residents are pretty far removed from the border here, you know, of Oakwood.
We have had several. It's been a couple of years since I've heard anything from them, but there are some residents towards Northfield on Alexander Road who especially felt that there was a particular odor.
Mm-hmm.
I know the previous mayor was in contact with the businesses which are located in Oakwood and was assured that they use some sort of scrubbers and they're constantly under. Do you remember?
I can.
Come on, Bill.
Well, I remember
a
lot because
scrubbers.
Actually, where I live at the east end of the village is where a lot of the smell is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I have complained about it. I have received, as a council person, complaints from other residents in that area. I haven't smelled it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we've been locked up for a while now.
Yeah. So it's been a while, but there was. I mean, it's usually very late at night or very early in the morning, which isn't uncommon for businesses to
dispose.
Do things like that.
Sure. Better ways.
A certain business was cited. I did talk to the former mayor. And he was involved with it along with Oakwood Fire Department and stuff. Now, you bring that up, if you notice, in the Liberty News, there at the bottom of the front page.
Yeah, she said that
they
there was
a little,
something in
a little
there
blurb
asking.
About
yeah.
reporting and also reporting to, I don't know if it was a federal division.
Air quality,
which I think was federal or state. And I even, reading that, I thought, well, maybe is that something we've already done our journal that maybe we should put in the journal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I would talk to Oakwood about, too, because they have their numbers in there. I don't want to put their numbers in there without talking to them.
She was asking if it would be possible from the OWL standpoint, David. And I said,
yeah.
We could put like a public service announcement in there, but it would probably be better for them to be contacting our police department, which she agreed. But she was going to send over the information she had. So I did want to ask if we could possibly put that in future journals, because from my understanding is they are trying to get some definitive action that this has been ongoing with, I'm sure, the same company that you know. And they can't, you know, they'll be good for you know a little bit and then it's just right back and they're having more and more issues.
They've been doing it since they've been in business. They release it at night a lot of times. I had complaints from residents up on Alexander Road right across from your entrance to your inn.
Right.
And, you know, it's the same, you know, and there was
she
time.
She asked me if I smell it. I'm like, well, I'm on the opposite end of Alexander, well, so I certainly hope
I've
not.
I've had it in my backyard on North Meadow Park. And we're up on the hill and everything, but yeah. That wind shifts.
The wind shifts.
And you can, I mean, sometimes it's strong.
Yeah, correct.
So I don't know what it is, but.
You'll know.
Don't notice it. You'll know it right away. It's a chemical smell, and they know what they're doing. They've been cited how many times? So
yeah,
I mean.
Well, and I told her too that I just read because her saying the phrase specifically obnoxious in regards to the smells and the scents. There was just an article I read recently in the Plain Dealer about a company that was. I believe it was in Willoughby or in the Willoughby area that was finally fined by courts and everything, and they were able to get them, you know, to clean up the area and stop with the shady scents coming out of there at different hours of the night.
They do it at late at night. Mm-hmm.
Here's what, you know, when I seen that, because it strikes a very nerve with me, because like I said, where I'm at, we probably have smelled it the most of residential areas in the village. And so I looked up the definition. The definition doesn't always mean it's dangerous. It just means it's not pleasant or it's
obnoxious
thing. So because I was curious of the definition when I seen it in the Liberty News. So I do. I did have. It's funny you bring it up because I'm kind of, like I said, it strikes a nerve. I have it on my radar to talk to Chief Shade over in Oakwood. He handles those complaints. I kind of want to see where it's at and stuff too. So yeah, we'll follow up on that.
Okay.
Because I think. I would like to put it in our journal, and you know, if it's in the owl, that's great too. But I wanted to put it in the journal too. So, I mean, we could put the other number in there, the state number, but we don't need permission for that. Mm-hmm. But I also like know the first since it is in Oakwood, they would be the first point of contact. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have anything else for the? Okay, can I get a motion for adjournment?
Mr. Mayor, make a motion to adjourn the committee of the whole meeting of March 5th, 2019.
A second?
Second by Friend.
Councilperson Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned at 8:08 p.m. You ready to go right into